This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
Here comes Altuve.
This is a team that you, in baseball terms, you hate.
I'd be lying if I told you there wasn't an extra level of energy.
You feel like they completely cheated you out of your chance at winning a championship.
That was intense.
And it does make a difference as a player. It really does. You can feel that.
You have games every now and then in the regular season that feel big and feel important.
That team had a legitimate shot to compete and win a World Series. You're just wondering in the back of your mind, what if this didn't happen?
This is DCR on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now the big 7 o'clock hour. DCR with you on 98.7 ESPN. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on DCR appear via the Goodyear hotline. This is a very nice tweet that I received from Clancy Doyle. Says, God, those were some really hard questions. Rothenberg, ESPN did pretty darn good to earn that 3-2 score. Hashtag Stump Rothenberg, hashtag DCR.
You know, it's really more like 3-1, Dave, because I led you astray with the question of the first NFL head coach.
I don't blame you at all, because I would have never gotten it. So yeah. I would never have thought of Tom Fear. So you didn't lead me astray.
Well, Dave, damn, I'm just trying to be a good teammate and take one of the bullets for you to make your record seem a little bit better. I'm trying to prop you up.
I'll take it, but
sheesh.
No, listen. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to be respectful. I'm not blaming you. I don't look at you side-eyed at all. I think you did nothing
wrong. Okay. All right.
You know what I appreciate the most? And people don't like people listening don't really fully appreciate this unless they actually like will look up the question after you answer it, is that even sometimes when you're wrong, which is very rare, then take this step. I'm giving you a compliment here.
I'll take it. Mark it down. Is that
98% of the time you say like the top three of whatever the question is.
Yes,
which
is
crazy,
really unbelievable.
Like with the Steelers one, you named like Willie Wilson was right there. Then you had who else? You named someone else. It was like
Ron LaFleur.
It was like those three were right there.
Ron LaFleur, interesting story. He was actually imprisoned. He was in jail, and got out of jail and went up leading the American League in stolen bases. They did a movie. I think LeVar Burton played Ron LaFleur.
And this is why you have the podcast network, and we don't.
And it's not a network. It's just.
And welcome aboard. I'm Dave Rothenberg, and this is Rothenberg Untucked, our maiden voyage.
Maiden voyage. We told the crew story.
Did you guys happen to see this story? You probably saw this. Did you see? I still can't believe this is true. That a coastal town of Japan took their COVID relief money, $228,000, and bought a 42-foot-long, 30-foot-wide pink squid.
Wait.
I did not see that.
I didn't see that.
A town got $250,000 and bought a squid?
They bought a pink squid because they felt it would help draw up some tourism.
Well, I don't know where to start. Who the hell sells that?
I have no idea where you find
it. It's a black market kind of thing.
Is that something you can get from Amazon?
This guy said he was going to buy a bobcat.
You have to be a Prime member?
He was going to buy a bobcat and send it to my house last week. So yeah, I think you could find a pink squid somewhere. Yeah.
God, there are so many things I could buy right now to attack you with. I couldn't even imagine. This isn't live. Obviously, it's a statue. But if I could find a 40-foot, why can't I say that right?
It's not easy.
A 42-foot-long pink squid. Throw that in your house? Oh, my God.
Who would think to make something like that?
That's the conversation starter, though, certainly.
I guess that's what the town was thinking.
Well, just think, next time you're in Japan, you're like, we gotta go
see the pink squid.
We got to go check out this pink squid.
Do we go to Tokyo, or do we go to that small town on the coast to have the 42-foot pink squid? Let's go there. Bobby,
yeah, we got the world's largest ball of yarn, or we can go see that giant pink squid.
Is it the world's largest, though? Do we have confirmation with that?
I have no idea. Where else would you see? I mean, where else are you going to see a squid statue like that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to get in touch with Guinness. All right. So Aaron Boone, very pleased. I think Yankees fans, very pleased. Big win over the Astros, a team that – who do you dislike right now more, Chris? Red Sox, Rays, Astros.
Astros.
Yeah.
And I know the standings should suggest otherwise just based on what the Red Sox are doing early on in the season. But, I mean, it's what the Astros did to us in 2017 and 2019. Like, That feels like more of a hated rival to the Yankees. Like, I get it. The Red Sox beat us in the DS in 2018. I get it. But, I mean, just this Astros team, there's something about them, man. It really is. Like, it's just they're a very unlikable team. They're an unlikable bunch. And then to get caught cheating and then to fly in the face of it and say, well, there's really nothing anybody can do about it, and, you know, they're always going to look at themselves as the champions. Just to have no remorse about what they did and how they cheated the game of baseball on top of cheating the Yankees and their fan base out of an opportunity to compete for a championship, that's the team that we hate the most.
Yeah, I don't think it's very close at this point, yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I would probably put the Rays ahead of the Red Sox right now, no?
Well, they own you, and you don't like them also. So that's kind of twofold, right?
Yeah, I think the rivalry with the Rays is better than the rivalry with the Red Sox right now for the Yankees.
Well, so let's start out there to the Yankees fan. What one team do you look at as the team that you hate the most, that you dislike the most, your public enemy number one? Is it the Rays? Is it the Red Sox? Or is it the Astros? You tell us. 800-919-3776. Here is Aaron Boone last night on the rowdy, rowdy crowd at Yankee Stadium.
It was intense. It was. I mean, you could feel it when you walked out there. When I walked out, you know, 15 minutes before the game, it got your attention, certainly.
It was fun. I really like that. I think there's something fun about watching a game where there's that tremendous intensity and the fans are over the top. Not to the point where there's danger for anybody, but just I think that's good for sports last night.
Well, Dave, you're talking about the storyline drawing you in and creating more interest around an early May regular season game in baseball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like if it wasn't for all of the drama surrounding these two clubs over the past couple of years, would there be that much interest in that, you know, a Monday night game?
Not at all.
Probably not. But I mean, because it's what the Astros cheated, and, you know, they got caught with the sign stealing and using the replay monitors and all that stuff back in 2019. Because of all of that happening, like, there's a lot of juice that came to that game last night. I mean, it was on ESPN last night. Like, I mean, that just goes to show you, you know, there are a lot of people around the sports world, a lot of fans that are interested in seeing these two teams match up, just knowing the history between them. And to best the Astros the way that they did, and the fan base first time having the opportunity to let the Astros know how they felt about what happened back in the day, like, it just, last night was great as a Yankees fan. I was so proud of the Yankees fans and what they did, letting all of the Astros players hear it.
Well, then also, I mean, then also the way that the Yankees performed last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That was also great. I mean, they you could tell, like, that the crowd being as rambunctious, the kind of intensity they brought to that game last night, you could tell it rubbed off on the players. They were all dialed in. They were locked in. They played good defense, had good at-bats. Stanton was awesome again.
Yep. Now, he's been red hot. Probably get the day off today because, you know.
There's no such thing as hot?
Yeah. No, there's no such thing as hot. I mean.
I still don't understand that.
Because it's absurd.
It is absurd. But I mean, just think what the Houston Astros took from the Yankees. I know you never know. I mean, again, who knows what happens if you get to the World Series. But I mean, this right now for this group of Yankees is their window to win and compete for a championship. And you had a year where you had a good shot. I mean, as good a shot as the Astros to win the World Series if you got there. And you find out that they were cheating. Altuve gets the MVP over Judge, who should have won the MVP that year. And then, I mean, who knows if they were using buzzers or not. I mean, I can't help. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. I feel like that they probably were.
Yeah. I don't think that's a wild conspiracy theory.
No.
Like, I think that's well within reason to think that they were doing that.
Okay, so if that's the case, I mean, that's enough. Once mm-hmm. is enough.
And
all of a sudden, you're talking twice, three times.
I agree with you. Here's what Brian Morales tweets into us: as a lifelong Yankees fan, this is the order of dislike that I had growing up. It was Red Sox, Red Sox, Red Sox. Now it's Astros number one, Rays number two, Red Sox number three.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Is there a more
that's
hated team
right.
in sports right now than the Astros?
No.
More hated than the Astros.
No. I think the Nets
are, yeah, the Nets are up there.
Yeah.
The Nets are up there.
Yeah, I don't even think the Nets are, I mean, if the Nets go on to win the championship, you'll get more.
Kyrie Irving, the way James Harden shot his way out of Houston, and then, you know, Kevin Durant
with
the media.
Cheating.
It's not the same.
It's not. No, it's not. Dave, to Dave's point, it's not the same, but I think the hate is real.
I mean, I don't know. Is there an NFL team
they're one
too.
Well, you don't get the same kind of reaction, though. I mean, as far as reaction is concerned, like visceral reaction to whenever they go on the road.
Tom Wilson could be that guy.
Oh, here now for sure. I mean, with right? Rangers fans for sure. I know Islanders don't like it. We as Islanders fans
I don't think anybody likes that guy.
Except his teammates. That's about it.
Yeah. I wonder how much they love him, though. We'll get into that in a couple minutes. Let's go to some calls. Ari in Queens. Ari, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. So I definitely hate the Astros the most, right, because they cheated us. And so for that, I think that's unforgivable. But with the Red Sox and Rays, I also still hate them, but for different reasons. The Red Sox, I just never want them to succeed. You know, as a Yankee fan and just, like, the rivalry, the history, like, I just never want them to do well. So that's kind of where that hate comes from. And with the Rays, you know, as much as I don't like them right now, I respect them because we used to beat on them all the time. And so I can't be mad now that they're a good team. It's like, you know, like a sibling rivalry almost, like the little brother who now went through puberty and grew up and now can beat back on you. So that's kind of how I view these three teams right now.
I would, and thanks for the call, I understand the Astros. That would be the team I probably would hate the most, but I would detest the Rays because we should be better than the Rays. Like, there's no reason that the Rays beat the Yankees series after series after series. They have owned the Yankees over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the exact same way. And plus, it's been more heated recently.
Yeah, you don't like them.
There's actually been a rivalry.
Oh, yeah. You don't like them, and they don't like you, and that's obvious.
I bet if you asked Yankees players, too, they would have the Rays right now ahead of the Red Sox. I'm sure Brian Cashman can't stand the fact that the Rays, with their payroll, dominate them the way that they dominate.
That's a great question. I wonder, like, if you polled the guys in the clubhouse, like, if you could put hands on players from one team, which one would it be? Would it be the Rays guys, because they've almost gotten to a fight a few times, or would it be the Astros players? That would be interesting. I would be interested to know what their answer to that would be. Because, I mean, you're right, Rico. I mean, the fact that you played the Rays so many times and that they've bested you the last couple of years, including bouncing you in the DS this past postseason, like, I could understand why they would have that hate ratcheted up when they play those guys. But, I mean, the Astros, what they did to you as a player, costing you an opportunity to compete for a championship not once but twice because they cheated? I don't know.
If I could pick one team where I could actually fight and get away with it, I would. And I'm a Yankee. I would pick. I'm sure pick Aaron Judge would absolutely pick Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Let's go to Felix in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Felix. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Definitely the Astros are more hated right now. Now, not only because the way they're cheating, but the way they took the MVP away from Aaron Judge. Plus, listen, right now, I know the last. I hope they don't get Correa. Because Correa is one of the most hated players right now, not just for the Yankee fans, but all over the place, because he has a really big mouth. So I hope they don't get Correa. And the Rays, I don't think we should have looked at the Rays as a rival because, you know, they we don't dislike the Rays.
No, because they own you, Felix.
How can you not dislike the Rays, Felix?
Because they own you.
The only reason that it wouldn't be considered a rivalry is because we don't really beat them. That would be the only
reason.
That's
the only reason.
You don't like them.
No, I hate them, Dave. I hate the Rays. I hate the Rays. But, I mean, I don't know. As a Yankees fan, I have more hate for the Astros just because they're so smug about it.
I understand that. For now. Like, long term, it's always going to go back to the Red Sox. But for the moment, I think it probably is the Astros and the Rays in that order.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Lonnie tweets in, most hated right now for me, one, the Astros, two, the Rays, three, the Red Sox. Astros, not only because they cheated the Yankees, they cheated the league. Rays continuously seem to keep spanking us lately. And the Red Sox, because that's our rivals, and they got caught cheating as well by the league. So I think most Yankee fans, Rick, would agree that that's their order at the moment. Astros, Rays, and Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. You can't stand the Rays because you can't beat them.
Right.
Sure, it drives Brian Cashman crazy. And then, I mean, to Chris's question, who would you want to fight? I think I would want to fight the Astros the most for all of it. I mean, how they not only did they cheat, just how they reacted to getting caught.
Right. They were smug and defiant and threw it in your face. It was terrible the way they reacted.
Which, I mean, in that situation, if you're in that situation, I don't know how you would handle it. I would like to believe I would handle it better than that, but, I mean, backed into a corner where all of a sudden the World Series that you won isn't legitimate.
Question. Yeah. Chris, do you agree? You go Astros, Rays, and Red Sox in that order?
Yep, I agree in that order, Dave. Because, I mean, here's the thing with the Rays, right? I hate them, but, I mean, it's not like the Rays cheated in order to beat you. They just beat you. Like, they were better than you. They're the better team more often than not when they match up against you. With the Astros, like, we don't know who the better team was in those two series because the Astros were most likely cheating. So I just that's the part that would bother me as a player. Like, it would be hard for me to get over that because you always have in the back of your mind that what if this didn't happen, would I have an opportunity to have a championship ring or two on my finger?
Let's go to Scotty in the Bronx. Good morning, Scott. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, so I completely agree. Right now, my hated team is the Astros for the cheating and the reaction after the getting caught. And, you know, I think the rivalry is still the Red Sox because that's just the way it is. If you try to get Yankees Red Sox tickets on StubHub, it's always going to be more expensive than all the others. But then, you know, now the Rays, they just have our number right now. So they're more our nemesis.
Scott, time out. There's real. It's not just that they're your nemesis and they don't fear you and they beat the hell out of you. There's real animosity there. Like, you've seen it. Like, there's been.
They keep getting batters with pitches.
It's that part of the animosity is because they've been, you know, beating us bad.
Well, you know,
it's because they throw at your hitters and they have no respect for you.
All that other good stuff.
There's a lot. They clearly have a lack of respect for you. They don't fear the Yankees. I mean, there's no real animosity. I mean, you can say it. I mean, you can try to, you know, fabricate it, like going in, okay, this is the Red Sox. We got to get up for this game. But, I mean, the rivalry right now in your division is with the Rays.
Is it even a rivalry? I mean, you might not like them, but you think they look at it as a rivalry? They own you.
No, they don't look at it as a rivalry. Not at all.
Well, no, they definitely get up for the game as if it was a rivalry. Like, they're out to prove a point when they play the Yankees.
But if one team beats the other team continuously, is it even a rivalry at this point?
No.
By definition, no, but how you react to the game. Like, if you're on, the Rays.
You're right. The Rays want to beat the Yankees. When they see the Yankees in the other dugout, the level of their game is motivated. Look at their record. They're not even good this year.
Except against the Yankees.
Except against the Yankees. Steve in the car. You're up, Steve, on 98.7.
Hey, guys. First of all, big Met fans, big family of Met fans. We watched the Yankee game last night. We were so pumped for the Yankees. First time in 40 years that I've ever rooted for them. So it's got to be the Astros, especially as a Yankee fan. I mean, they cheated the game. But, Chris, you can't be – you're jealous of Tampa. It's not that – they're not a rival. The Red Sox are your guys' rival. They're hated. They flipped over Don Zimmer. They've thrown at you guys. They've won three World Series in the 2000s. It's the Red Sox who are the rival, the Astros who the world should hate.
I don't know if I'm jealous of Tampa. I think Brian Cashman tries to emulate what Tampa does in terms of how they construct their team. Don't know why he's taking that approach, but I'm not jealous of Tampa as a Yankees fan. I'm just tired of getting our, you know, what's kicked by Tampa. Like, this shouldn't be a team that ends up being an impediment on our way to compete for championships. But the last couple of years, that's kind of where we found ourselves as Yankees fans. So, no, I'm not jealous of the Tampa Bay Rays. Why would we be?
No, you wouldn't be jealous of the Rays. Yeah.
Weather, that's about it.
DiPietro Canty Rothamer, get DCR on ESPN, puts the poll question up. If you're a Yankees fan, which team do you dislike the most right now? Red Sox, Rays, or Astros? I'm going to put Astros. And with two votes in, very early in the voting, it's Rays and Astros. And now the Red Sox have a vote. So it's very tightly contested early on right now.
I can understand why you would hate the Red Sox. I get it. I mean, that naturally has been the rivalry. I just think right now, over the last couple of years, it's been the Rays.
But the Red Sox did get a chip in 2018. And they did beat us in Yankee Stadium on their way to doing that.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to always hate the Red Sox. I mean, yeah,
there's always going to be that hate.
The Astros hate will go away.
But the, the Astros hate will go away because eventually they're not going to be as good as they are right now.
Eventually the Altuves and the Correas and those guys, they won't be there. And then they'll just be the Astros.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't hate them. You will always hate the Red Sox.
Yeah, but the Astros rivalry right now has more spice based on what happened last few years.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that. Nate in the car. Nate, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, how's it going? Love you guys. But I'm a New England sports fan. And, you know, the Yankees thing, like, we really don't like each other, but it's historical. I like to watch the Red Sox-Yankees. Like, I kind of would prefer that the Astros were severely punished and I wouldn't even have to watch them anymore, you know?
You don't enjoy watching? I enjoy watching what the Astros get when they play. I was looking forward to watching the game last night. To see how the Yankees fans
would. I think everybody was looking forward to watching the game last night. I'm surprised that he wasn't.
And the other thing too, though, with rivalries is, and you said it, Dave. Like they're always going to, as a Yankees fan, you're always going to hate the Red Sox. But it's also the personalities involved too that make the rivalry better, that spice it up. And right now, like there's no like who do the Red Sox have that creates that kind of that animosity that
you ain't getting that from JD Martinez.
No, I don't think anybody. I mean, really, when you look at the Red Sox, what's not, other than they're the Red Sox and they put that uniform on, what is not to like about what they are?
Their manager, maybe, just because he was involved in the whole Houston Astros thing, you could hate him.
Okay, fair enough. But other than that, I mean, do you dislike Christian Vasquez? Like, right? I mean, do you hate Eduardo Rodriguez? Like, I don't look at that team and say, God, you're the Yankees. You hate these players on them right now.
No, I agree with you. When Pedro did what he did to Don Zimmer too. I mean, that was like he had a huge personality too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I guess the Yankees and my daddy, like all the dad. I mean, that's what made it great. That rivalry
was so good.
Yankees fans getting all upset because they wouldn't throw inside to Poppy. I mean, that thing was awesome for baseball. Period.
Oh, it was great. You couldn't stand Manny Ramirez, right? Curt Schilling, the whole thing. Now it's like, yeah.
See, that's good for baseball. Like, I don't care what team you root for. Like, stuff like that is great for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's it. But you don't – there's not as many personalities in baseball anymore.
Nope. Not at all.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Rick, have you seen the rundown for KJZ this morning?
I have not.
You lie.
I'm actually watching. I got KJZ on the TV right now.
Yeah, but watching it is different than knowing who's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we're off the air. You want to take a stab at that?
Who's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour?
8 o'clock hour. Two guys that you greatly appreciate.
What sports?
Basketball and baseball.
Basketball, someone I really like. Is he one of the best in the business?
Yes.
I don't even think one of.
He is the best. That's Woj.
Woj at 8'10".
And this is going to be... If this is who I say it is, I'm going to be disappointed that he hasn't been on our show lately. I'm going to go...
That's right.
Buster only.
That's right. Buster at 8:30. I feel disappointed in that as well.
I thought he was going to be like a weekly for us.
I don't know what happened.
I was even willing to go like CeCe Sabathia with him when we just say he's a co-host.
He's a co-host of the show.
And then whenever he chooses to come on, he can come on.
Yeah. RJ, why has Buster not been on the show in such a long time?
He's got broadcast duties now that baseball season has started. He's in high demand.
I don't buy into this. You're telling me he loves our show. He's always willing to come on. You're telling me all of a sudden he's giving you the Heisman?
No. Well, I reached out one time before pulling back the curtain, and he had some broadcast scheduling issue, so I kind of laid back for a little bit. I'm going to reach back out. I wanted to give it some time to breathe with the draft, and then we'll touch base. It's a long baseball season. I don't need Buster hating me in April.
Well, try reaching around. Maybe that'll work.
No.
All right, let's go to some calls. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, God.
Poor Grandma Ginny. Ralph in Massachusetts. Good morning, Ralph.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're fine.
I just hello.
Yeah, we're trying, Ralph. Go ahead.
You honestly talk about whatever you want to talk about. I don't care if it's decaf coffee. Just go say something.
No matter what, the Red Sox are always going to be the Yankees' rival because it's just been a rivalry from like.
But I'm not saying what's their rival, Ralph. What team do you dislike the most at this moment from the Yankees?
Oh, I mean, I hate any team that's playing against the Yankees. You know?
No.
But the rival is always going to be the Red Sox, especially I live in Massachusetts.
Ralph, let me get this straight. So you're a Yankees fan living in Massachusetts?
Yeah, correct.
Where in Mass you live?
Haverhill.
Oh, Haverhill, Mass. Nice. All right.
North up.
That can't go over well.
Not at all.
By the way.
Not at
There's
all.
No chance he's right. Ralph, you don't walk around with the Yankees hat on, are you?
I'm sorry?
You walk around with the Yankees hat on?
Well, my sweater, yeah. I don't wear hats much, but yeah, my sweater, yeah. Big Yankee logo on the front.
Really? Are you a big guy, Ralph?
Or when I'm taking my girls to school because I don't want them, you know, treated any different.
So if your girls went into school with Yankees, I don't know, whatever, sweatshirts or hats, they would be ostracized from the community?
I hope not, but I don't want to take that risk.
I understand.
Smart.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
I could understand why he hates Red Sox fans, so I get it. If he's living in Massachusetts as a Yankees fan, I get why he hates them more than he hates the Astros or the Rays.
And they're all over the place in Massachusetts. I mean, they come out of the woodwork. They're like termites. Alex in the car. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, when it comes to right now, I would say, like me personally, the Tampa for the whole team. Like, I can't stand that whole team, that franchise. Like, Kevin Cash is so obnoxious. But when it comes to the Astros, it's only the couple players that are still on the team that I really hate, like Correa and Altuve. Like those guys get the brunt of the hate. But as far as the franchise, Tampa Bay. And that guy that called earlier about trading away Josh Allen, that guy must have been celebrating Cinco de Mayo too early. He had too much tequila.
It's a big day, Cinco de Mayo.
Is there such thing as that, though? I mean, I'd have a Paloma right now. Thinking
that's,
about doing it.
At 7:40 in the morning? Yeah, I think that's too
early. It's got grapefruit juice in it. What do you mean? It's got grapefruit juice in it.
I understand, but you're not going to make it to lunchtime if you start drinking at 7:40 in the morning.
Did you know that in Mexico, the Paloma is more popular than the margarita?
I did not know that.
Now, where do you get that stat from?
I was on a Food Network show I was watching.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite channels, Food Network.
And now look at this obese man that's going to sit in the chair. Lonnie in Harlem. Good morning, Lonnie.
Family, what's going on?
What's going on, nephew Lonnie?
What's going on, Uncle Rico, brother Canty, cousin Dave? Canty, I mean, I was listening all day, and the fact that you kept saying you were so proud of the Yankee fans and everything, I was so proud of them, too, you know, us being Yankee fans, and you know, as well. And the fact that today's conversation is this, is like, who cannot hate the Astros? I believe not only the Yankees, but every team in the league, every fan base besides the Astros fans. Even Astros fans, honestly, should hate them because now Astros fans have that stain on them.
They like, don't. Yeah, Lonnie, I can tell you they don't. They are very defensive of their team.
They're disgusting, man. They're disgusting. Because if they can celebrate that championship with open arms, then they're disgusting. They don't deserve to be champions.
Yeah, but Lonnie, you know what their mindset is? Lonnie, here's their mindset. Because I have a couple friends of mine that like the Astros. Their mindset is that they assume everyone else was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
They just cheated better.
Yeah, but that's a terrible mindset to have. Okay, everybody might so-called steal signs, but not everybody was over here banging trash cans and looking through
Lonnie,
the camera and doing all this other stuff.
Nephew Lonnie, I mean, you see how the San Francisco Giants fans not love Barry Bonds still? They adore Barry Bonds.
That's true. Now, what I was going to say as well is that you can hate these teams who so-called I don't like the Astros at all. I don't like the Rays because they continuously just seem to just keep beating us. And I don't like the Red Sox because that's just our main rivals. But the thing is, you can hate these teams, but you can respect some of the players on them. Like, I respect Big Poppy. I respect Manny Ramirez. I respect Randy Arozarena because he is just a Yankee dominator. Now, people on the Astros, I don't really respect them because they're so smug. Mm-hmm. Like, Carrera, smug. Bregman smug. Altuve is just a little short, little liar talking about he got a tattoo on his chest that he didn't want nobody to see. Like, come on. The man was literally screaming, don't rip my jersey off as he's running the home plate. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Once again, gentlemen, I've done what I came to done.
Very well done today, Lonnie.
I've done what I came to done.
Yeah.
Lonnie was good today because Lonnie was very on point. Brought good sports points and knew our affection for him. So that was a good job by Lonnie today.
But you see how, I mean, you see how fan bases, how protective they are of their teams and their athletes.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. And you
like
wanna...
even, I mean, Yankees fans too with Andy Pettit. Oh, he only, no, we believe him. He only took the human growth hormone because he had the elbow surgery.
If you're a good player, see, here's the thing with a fan. You can destroy your own player. But when another fan base starts to destroy your team or your guys, now you're going to stand up for them.
Yep.
That's not okay. It's like nobody hits my brother but me, right?
It's the same in life. Like, you can bust, I mean, it'd be the same on the show. Like, we sit here every day for 3 hours and bust each other's balls, and then all of a sudden someone else does it, then we attack that person.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's the case. I feel like you attack me, and then if someone else attacks me, then you attack me in conjunction with them.
Well, for this 3 hours, yeah. I mean, but outside of this 3 hours.
So if you were at the grocery store and someone says, excuse me, are those melons fresh? And you say, yeah, those are fresh melons. And then they say, all right, are you Rick DiPietro from DCR? And you say, yeah, in fact, I am. Well, I can't stand Dave Rothenberg. He's so smug and annoying and thinks he knows everything, and I just don't like him. Would you say, yes, you are correct, or would you defend me in that moment?
No, I'll smash that melon right off his face.
Really?
Yep. Cantaloupe, right to the side of the head.
Right to the temple.
Right to the temple.
Ooh,
maybe like drive by both cantaloupes.
Drive-by fruiting.
Yeah. Drive-by fruiting.
I'm not a
Wow.
Now, you don't, listen, outside of the show, you don't mess around with my guys. That doesn't happen.
Nice.
Take and it. Take it.
On the show, you don't mess around with Kay, right?
Correct. Correct. That is correct.
If Kay had a
podcast. I'll disagree with some. Like, I'll occasionally disagree with him. But I mean,
but it's in a very respectful way.
Very, very respectful.
You're very, very, very careful how to disagree with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't normally disagree with him. But when I do, very respectful.
Yeah.
Very respectful.
Like, excuse me, Mike, Michael, I disagree a little bit.
Yeah, I don't entirely agree with your entire statement, but I still really do.
Most
you,
of it, they're pieces I don't necessarily.
It's about the approach, right? Having the right tact, having the right tone.
And I think you're great, Michael, but just this little nuanced thing you said, I don't necessarily agree with. I still love you, but I don't necessarily agree. All right, so the Nets lose again. This is their third consecutive loss. They lose in Milwaukee. The Bucks were terrific again last night. Are we concerned at all about the Nets, or is this just when they get to the postseason, they'll be fine?
I'm concerned a little bit, Dave.
Really?
I'm concerned a little bit. And a lot of it has to do with the health of James Harden, like when he's going to be back, because you're going to need him in that second series. I got a feeling if you're going to face off against this Milwaukee Bucks squad, you're going to need James Harden to be a part of that. Like, this is not going to be a pushover season. Now, I'm not saying that the Bucks are a team that's going to be a title contender. I'll believe it when I see it with the Bucks. But from what I've seen the last two games that they've matched up against the Nets, the way that they defend now with Drew Holiday and P.J. Tucker being a part of that squad, like this is a little bit different. I mean, they went into the fourth quarter and they were down, and I think they were about six or eight points they were down with 10 minutes to go, and then the Bucks went on an 18-1 run. And just seeing how their defense was the catalyst for their offense, like, that's just, this Bucks team is not going to be an easy out for the Nets. It's not.
You have to be concerned a little bit, especially because it doesn't look like you're going to get the number one seed.
Well, I think you're not, right?
You're not going to get the number one seed.
Philly?
Well, yeah. I mean, it looks like Philly's going to be the number one seed. So now, I mean, Chris mentions James Harden's health. Like, it doesn't look like he's going to play for the rest of the regular season.
Mm-mm.
So you'd want as much time as possible for him to get himself back into shape and healthy before you have to go up against Philly or Milwaukee. Like, if you get the number one seed, now all of a sudden you're going to see, let those teams beat the hell out of each other, then you'll see them in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to have to see Milwaukee before I get to potentially Philly. I mean, listen, Milwaukee is, they're big, they're physical, and right now, I mean, and again, I'm not sure we've ever seen this kind of, this much offense on the same floor at the same time when all three are back and healthy.
Right.
But defensively, Dave, I mean, haven't...
You know what they don't... I was watching the game last night, and you know what they don't have at all? Someone that can protect the rim. I mean, no, guys get to the rim at will against Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, I mean, points in the paint, rebounds, second chance points. I mean, it's not – they're going to have to – and again, I don't – here's the thing, though. I don't know how much game planning Steve Nash was actually doing in these games, like how important it was to kind of show his cards in the regular season as to what they're going to do with Giannis. But that Milwaukee team, man, I mean, that's –
But Drew Holiday is going to help with some of that Giannis wall stuff. Like, yes. Drew Holiday being the primary ball handler and being able to orchestrate that offense, that's going to alleviate some of it. And then seeing Chris Middleton do what he's doing now and take some of that as well. Like, it's just – like, I just feel like this is going to be a different attack from this Bucks team on both sides of the court. Like, this is just a different team. And they're acknowledging, like, they're not putting a lot of stock in regular season wins. This is all about positioning themselves to compete and win in the postseason. Like, you're hearing Giannis, you're hearing Drew Holiday, all of them talking about, you know, being focused on postseason results more so than the regular season. So I would be a little bit concerned if I was a Nets fan based on what you saw the last couple of games, because defensively this is a different Bucks team. Like, they're capable of taking it up a notch from where we've seen them in the last couple of years.
And defensively, the Nets are—they're just not very good. I don't know that they need to be, but they're not. So, all right, I'll put you on the spot, and RJ, you can even mark this down on Cinco de Mayo. Knowing what we know about James Harden, knowing we really don't have all the answers if and when he's going to come back, Chris, are you taking Eastern Conference? Who comes out?
I'm going to say the Nets with a lot of trepidation, Dave.
So you don't feel nearly as confident in picking the Nets as you did 2 weeks ago?
No. Not okay. Even close. Not even remotely close.
Are you asking me the same question?
Well, yeah.
I would prefer the question if it was the Nets or the field coming out of the East, because I would take the field. It would be either Philadelphia, or I think I would either pick Philadelphia or Milwaukee at this point. I mean, what James Harden's the difference maker, obviously. I mean, you see what he does with this offense. I just don't – I mean, like – it maybe they do end up getting to the finals somehow, but I mean, historically, you don't see teams that are this bad defensively win championships. You don't. Like, they're not even middle of the pack right now defensively.
They're bad. They are bad defensively. But how often do you see a team that can score like this, that offensively is so dangerous like this?
Golden State. When they have, you give me Steph, Clay, and KD.
Okay, that's one.
Okay, but they were still one of the better teams defensively in the
right.
NBA.
Right, no, you can't compare because they played great defense.
It wouldn't make any sense, is my point. Like, if you look at the past and which teams have won championships and where they needed to be, you know, on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, and even when you're great offensively, what you needed to be at least defensively, it wouldn't make sense that the big three have played seven games together and all of a sudden get into the postseason, just roll right through the postseason into the finals. That would make zero sense.
It would almost spit in the face of logic, wouldn't it? Like, you can.
It's not supposed to work that way.
And just turn it on when you need to, and it changes dramatically.
It honestly is not supposed to work that way. It isn't.
No, it's absolutely not. All right, so we have the poll up on our Twitter page at DCR on ESPN. Just about 200 votes are in. Red Sox, Rays, Astros. If you're a Yankees fan, which team do you dislike the most right now? What do you think the polling is showing? Early polls.
I'm going to go Astros early poll.
Astros in dominant fashion.
Recency
bias.
They're
getting 56% of the votes, followed by the Red Sox at 26%, followed by the Rays at 17%. You can vote on that all day long. All right, we talked about this earlier. I want to go back here. 800-919-3776. And then we'll hear from a guy that was really polarizing, to say the least, in the NHL, Sean Avery, in just a moment. Rick, I thought the decision by hockey was an embarrassment yesterday. To fine this guy $5,000 for what he did to Panarin and Buchnevich the other day was nothing short of an embarrassment by the league.
But it's not only what he did. I mean, because what he did, it was a lack of respect. It was gross. Like, I didn't like what
he
did.
It was dirty. What are you going to say?
Dirty?
What he continued to do?
No, yeah, but you got to take all of it into account. Like, his track record has to weigh in on this decision. Because what you're trying to do if you're the NHL is... At some point, you need to curb the behavior, or someone's going to get seriously hurt, and that's going to be on you because you didn't do enough. Because we all know what happened. You could say, like, they're sitting there making the argument, like, well, you know, Panarin jumped on his back, and he's defending himself, and it's not his fault that he's bigger and stronger. Okay, would you be saying the same thing if Panarin had said, had split his head wide open on the ice? Would we have would
which
we
is
have
going
this conversation?
To happen. It wasn't Panarin this time, but either next time or the time after or after that, at some point, that will happen. And you know who the hockey's going to have to blame? Themselves for allowing this to go on and not putting a stop to it.
Yeah, you can't tolerate that kind of behavior. And you got to have a punishment against Tom Wilson that serves as a deterrent to all the players around the National Hockey League about doing something like that. Like, there's no way that you can stand for it. And good on the Rangers for coming out and issuing that statement and going after the NHL and the people that are responsible for player safety and discipline. Good for them for doing that, because they're trying to stick up for their players. And I would expect that those guys coming out there tonight, they better do something against the Caps to be able to show that they're going to be willing to defend themselves if they're going to, you know, the players from the Caps are going to, you know, take an approach that Tom Wilson had the other night. Like, there's no way that something like that can be acceptable.
The unfortunate, but guys, here's the unfortunate part, is that because the league has gone in the direction that it's gone, you know, with, you know, speed and open ice and everything else, is they're really right now the only deterrent to change what Tom Wilson is doing. Because a lot of teams don't have anybody capable of doing it.
The Rangers don't.
No, but there's a lot of teams that don't. I mean, Tom Wilson is can do it. Like, Tom Wilson, like, I was listening to the K-Show yesterday and then going back and forth. And, you know, Donnie was bringing up the point, like, about fighting and enforcers and everything else. And a lot of people make the argument, well, you know, that fighting is bad for the game. And, you know, if they didn't allow fighting, guys like Tom Wilson wouldn't exist. No, that's the opposite. Tom Wilson can exist and play the way he plays because there is no more emphasis on fighting and having tough guys.
You don't think he gets away with this 20 years ago when someone would
there's no
tap
chance.
Him on
no.
the shoulder and
zero
put him
chance.
Into next week?
No, he would not even tapped on the shoulder. At some point, he would have just got, if he doesn't want to fight, he's going to get jumped. Like, he gets away with it because he's a good, like, he's a really good player,
he is
too.
He's a good player.
Like, he doesn't have to play this way, but he can. Because there's no one to hold him accountable.
Yeah, you don't have other guys around the league that are willing to red dot somebody and go out of their way to put somebody like that in their
place. Because they're not capable of doing it. Guys don't, teams don't carry guys like that anymore because most of them can't play. Tom Wilson is an anomaly because he can play.
Yeah, but even though teams don't have guys like that, Rico, at some point you got to set your own character aside and say, you know what, we got to make a decision. Like, this is a decision that we have to make. Like, if you're if you're in that locker room, like, this is a decision that you have to make consciously. You're going to have to go after Tom Wilson or somebody else on the Caps just to send a message. You only got 3 games left.
What
the hell are you waiting for?
Even if it's somebody else. Even
you got
if
you nothing, know it's to, be, you got you nothing to lose.
That's what you do. You go after somebody else.
Well, you have to. Sean Avery, who was a polarizing figure to say the least, had this to say on the situation.
I wouldn't go after Wilson, okay? Hopefully, all the boys would say, you know what? We'll cover the fine. I would dump the puck in slowly so that Braden Holtby or whoever the goaltender was for the Capitals had to come out and play the puck. And I would run through him like a bulldozer. And that would send a message. That would let the Washington Capitals know that there's repercussions. When you take out our star player, you're going to feel it. It's as simple as that. You don't wait for the NHL player safety, George Parros, to do your disciplinary work. You take it into your own hands, you bring it back old school, and you handle your business. And they will think twice. Tom Wilson will think twice the next time he wants to take a shot at Panarin or Mika or Lafreniere. It's very simple.
That's actually from Cameo. What do you think about his take on that, Rick?
Yeah, you know, for the former goalie, I don't necessarily want to start running goalie.
Put him in that kind of peril.
But no, he's right. Like, the reality is the Rangers don't have anyone that's gonna intimidate Tom Wilson. Like, even if they end up calling up this defenseman, I don't know if it's someone that, you know, Tom Wilson's... And he's not that kind of guy where he's like, okay, let's answer the bell, it's time to fight. Mm-hmm. Like, he's happy just running around like and cheap-shotting guys and getting away with it. So what you do is now you make the rest of his team feel it.
Mm.
Like, now all of a sudden, they're skilled players. Now you start whatever it takes.
So you're saying that this has to be
guys.
So you're saying that this has to be more like the baseball approach? Like, if you have an opposing team's pitcher taking shots at your hitters, throwing the baseball at them, that your pitcher has to do the same thing to their batters? Is that how it has to go down?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's listen, if the Washington Capitals lose Tom Wilson, it's a loss, but it wouldn't be the same as them losing, you know, one of their, like, Backstrom or one of their big-time skill guys.
Yeah.
So they got to know that. Like, if this guy runs around like an idiot, like, okay, that's fine. You can run around like an idiot, but it's going to affect the rest of the guys on your team.
Gotcha.
I'm going to pay the price for it.
Okay.
Does this need to be remedied tonight, or can this be taken care of at a later date?
It depends on what the Rangers want to do. I mean, because everyone's going to be watching tonight. So it depends. I mean,
I feel like this is the prime opportunity to be able to do it, though.
Well, yeah,
send a message that like we're not going to stand for something like this happening to one of our guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, they had to shut down Panera. Like they like this guy's not going to be able to play over the next three games.
Everything lines up where this would be the night that you go make a statement.
Busy night in sports. Mets doubleheader, right? Knicks are playing tonight. You can catch that game here on 98.7 ESPN starting at 8:30. All right, Santy, let's go. Hand them out.
Three stars of DCR. Number three.
Don't have a lot of time, so I'll get right to the point. Once again, a star goes to the Dave Rothenberg Podcast Network.
And welcome aboard. I'm Dave Rothenberg, and this is Rothenberg Untucked, our maiden voyage.
Basically because, you know, it not only gives us content to the show, but there's real animosity because of maiden voyage.
Babies. So sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
But hearing some of the details of what this program entails and all the crew and everything that's involved, the three camera angles, I'm kind of jealous. I got to say, maybe I'll come work for you.
You know what?
Real money.
Come on aboard. We get you away from Rick
it's
and
a
the
waste of cameras
every single day.
Number two.
Number two words.
You know when you go to a diner and you can sit up by the flat top? What is that called?
The counter?
Counter?
Yeah, the counter.
The place and the thing and the thing that you sit at. And
I'm not kidding. I could hear that all day, every day on a loop and it would never get old.
It's fantastic.
Number one.
What is it called? What is it called at Yankee Stadium? Because the fans at Yankee Stadium are getting the first star.
So here comes Altuve. So they're not saying Tuve. They're booing him.
Yes, make it very clear. Hey, it was, what, 3-4 years in the making, but Yankee fans finally got some sort of comeuppance for the Astros, so good for them.
Good job by you. Excellent work in the three stars of the day. All right, we're going to do this again tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and you got to tune in tomorrow because Rick will be leading the show off with his big, spectacular open. Woj coming up on KJZ. Buster only coming up on KJZ. Go Mets in two tonight. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, Rothenberg, and...
Hey, everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.